Treat My Body Like a Guitar by Mardia, read by Night Tracer. Fandom Hockey RPF, the Montreal Canadiens. Pairing Carey Price, PK Subban. Summary. PK looks at Carey's hand on his knee and, for once, bites back what he's about to say, which is, I thought we weren't doing this anymore. Stop that, Carey says softly, and PK blinks at him. Stop what, dude? That, Carey says, a little testily, and grips PK's knee, which he's been jiggling without even realizing it. Not until Carey grabbed his knee to stop the motion. PK raises his eyebrow, and Carey adds, letting his head tip back onto the headrest of his seat. Just chill out, all right? It's a long bus ride. All right, PK says. It's not a big thing, keeping his legs still. He usually doesn't sit next to Carey on the bus anyway, but today, Carey just sat down next to him without a word. And PK wasn't about to tell him to go. He and Carey haven't been... Well, it'll be good to get back into the groove with him again. Settle in with Carey the way he's settling in with the team after being gone. He can keep his legs still, if he needs to. He thinks Carey's going to lift his hand off PK's knee then, but... Carey's fingers flex just once. And then he leaves his hand there. PK looks at Carey's hand on his knee, and for once, bites back what he's about to say, which is, I thought we weren't doing this anymore. When PK looks up, Carey's watching him, looking like he'll back off the second PK says something. PK thinks about it, then, deliberately, settles himself back in his seat, leaning back like there's nothing going on here. Nope, nothing at all. They end up starting a conversation after a while. Not about them, or whatever, but about the upcoming game. How weird it is not to have a roommate on these road trips. Carey leaves his hand on PK's knee for the rest of the bus ride, though. And, if PK is honest with himself, he's not minding that like he probably should. They get into their hotel in the early evening, settle down for the team dinner, and then end up heading off to their separate hotel rooms. PK thinks about looking at Prusty or Patches, but he hasn't been sleeping well lately, and they've got a morning escape before tomorrow's game, so he might as well turn in early. He's already stripped down to his boxers when there's a knock at the door. PK is a little surprised, but he heads towards the door, checking the peephole before he opens it. It's Carey on the other side of the door, and PK pauses for just a second before throwing the latch and opening the door wide. Hey, PK says. What's up, dude? Not much. Carey says. He's leaning against the doorframe, and even with him slouching, PK's just... It's just weird, seeing him here, like this. All of this is weird. Mind if I come in? PK could brush him off, he knows. He could do a good job of it, too. Make a joke or two, act all casual. Carey would be cool with it, and he wouldn't show up here again, at PK's hotel room, looking at him like... PK takes a step back into his room, away from the door, giving Carey enough room to enter. Yeah, sure. Come on in. Carey walks in and PK starts talking, turning his head towards the hotel's TV asking, You want to try and find something to watch, or... PK. Carey interrupts, and that's his hand, sliding around to rest at PK's bare hip, his palm hot on PK's skin. PK stops talking, holds still, while Carey edges closer. And it's not until Carey's standing right behind him, his hand still resting on PK's hip, that PK finally speaks. Thought we weren't doing this, PK says out loud, finally putting words to what's going on. You said we were done. That we needed to stop, remember? Carey doesn't say anything at first, then says low. Yeah, I remember. So... What the hell, Price? PK wants to sound more indignant. He does. But really, he just sounds confused and a little tired. Which he is, so that makes sense. It's just, he's so glad to be back. He is. Glad the team's doing so well, but it's been a little weird. Trying to find his place again. Trying to not give the media anything more to jump on. It's a little tiring at times. And this whole thing with Carey's not exactly helping him relax, either. So PK turns around, ready to but Carrie is watching him, rumpled and tired-looking, and PK sighs and says, simply, "You need to tell me what you're doing here, man." Carrie's throat works, and PK watches and waits. Finally, Carrie shakes his head and says, his voice tight, "It was just intense, you know? And you were everywhere this off-season, and I was still in Anaheim, and I wanted some distance. Thought I needed that." "Yeah?" PK asks, the anger's finally bleeding into his voice now. And he takes a step back, away from Carrie. Carrie's hand falls away, and PK tries not to think about how his hip feels almost cold now, with the air hitting it and Carrie's hand gone. "How'd that work for you, then?" Carrie straightens a little and looks him right in the face. "Not too well, actually." He doesn't say anything else, just waits for whatever PK is going to do in response, putting all the cards in PK's hands. And PK knows. He knows that if he told Carrie to fuck off, or even just told him to leave, that'd be it. Carrie would go, and they'd go back to being just teammates, maybe even just friends again at some point. He could do that, and it might even be easy, except that it's not what he wants. So PK looks at Carrie for a long moment, and finally shakes his head, saying, "You're going to be making this up to me for a long time, dude. Like, forever." Carrie blinks at him, and then he slowly starts to smile, his face lighting up, like that wasn't what he's expecting to hear tonight. "Yeah. I should make you tape up all my skates for me," PK says firmly, and Carrie's hand starts stealing around his hips again, firm and warm, so warm. "Make you do that for months. Have you fetched me my Gatorade bottle during practice?" Carrie starts chuckling, ducking his head as he crawls into PK's space, warm and solid and there, finally. "Don't push it," he warns, but is undercut by how he's still smiling, all pleased and almost shy. "I'll push it how I want," PK starts, but Carrie's kissing him now, finally. And that's a much better use of their time anyway. Carrie's gentle that night, for him, holding PK's hips down on the bed while he blows him, his mouth hot and slick, drawing it out until PK's clutching at his hair and pleading, "Carrie, please, come on, just..." And after, he rests his face against PK's stomach and hip, hot breaths gusting against PK's skin, while PK combs his fingers through Carrie's soft hair. "I missed this," PK thinks. And it's not until PK hears Carrie say softly, "Me too," that he realizes he'd said it out loud. The end. Thank you for listening.